At 7:31, this is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Health officials say COVID-19 continues to take the heaviest toll on elderly Coloradans. A quarter of people in their 80s that have tested positive have died. New state numbers show 290 people have now died after contracting the virus. As of Friday, more than 80 of those deaths were linked to elder care facilities. Less than 1% of Coloradans have been tested for the new coronavirus. There are currently just over 7,300 cases statewide. Virtual town halls have become a major way that Colorado policymakers are connecting with the public to answer questions and try to provide updates. And as CPR's Caitlin Kim reports, the effort has crossed party lines.
Recently, Democratic Governor Jared Polis joined Republican Senator Cory Gardner for one of these events to talk about how they've been working together.
And he's been extremely helpful in making introductions for the state of Colorado to suppliers in Vietnam and South Korea.
Polis, who served in the House before becoming governor, has been making the rounds of congressional town halls. He's also joined Democratic Representatives Joe Neguse and Jason Crow. Crow says the governor told all members of the delegation he'd be willing to participate.
I think it just shows the extent to which the elected officials in this state are committed to working together.
Polis is expected to join Democratic Representative Ed Perlmutter for a telephone town hall today. Congress members have also had public health officials and local leaders participate in their constituent calls, too. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Easter Sunday Mass went on at Denver's Cathedral Basilica this weekend, despite social distancing. Denverite's Kevin Beatty was there, but he says parishioners were not.
The Cathedral Basilica of the Immaculate Conception was empty Sunday, save for the men and women carrying on Easter Mass. Archbishop Samuel Joseph Aquila said it was the first time he had seen the room empty for the holiday. Instead, the service was live-streamed for worshipers at home in isolation.
For the people of our community and world, that we might be protected from sickness and loss of life from this illness, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
But Aquila said there were blessings in this odd time. Parents have found joy in spending so much time with their kids. Hopefully, he said, that will carry on when this is all over. Kevin Beatty, Denverite.
It's 17 degrees in Denver currently, 19 in Colorado Springs, with more snow on the way through the day. This is CPR News.